Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for yet another new month. The second half of the year 2020 has just started. 50% of the year has passed. Wherever you are with me this morning, the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefit. Forget not His benefit. It is very easy to be forgetful and to move on as though, yeah, it is normal to just move around and to just be alive and be healthy and, you know. But a lot has happened this year. A lot has happened this year and it's still happening. So this day, I want you to just lift your hands with me wherever you are and say, thank you, Lord, for your sweet protection that I've enjoyed, for your open heavens, for your provision this season, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Lift your hands and wave it to God in thanksgiving, in adoration. The Lord, the everlasting God, the Lord, our keeper, the Lord, the one who watches over us, who do not sleep nor slumber, the Lord who is our Jehovah Jireh, the El Shaddai. We bless you, O God, for yet another new month. Thank you for 2020. To the thick and the thin, you are still God. You are still good, and your message endure forever. Nothing can take away our faith in you and your ability, O God. Oh, we worship you, Father. I adore you, Father. I exalt your name, Father. You are beautiful for all situations. Thank you for everything. I bless you for your faithfulness. For in Jesus' precious name, I have prayed. Father, we thank you for another new month. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you because you are good and your message endureth forever. Lord, I bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. And as we come before your word today, every ear that shall hear, every eye that shall behold, I declare they shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has not saved today before the sermon is over will encounter Jesus, the saving King. In the name of Jesus, anyone called sick, anyone called broke, anyone called barren, today receive your desired miracle in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So once again, I want to welcome you to this special service. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday, and a special Thanksgiving Sunday. As you will observe that we had a special time on Zoom this morning, and I'm trusting the Lord today that more testimonies will come forth in the name of Jesus. So I want to take out time to send your testimonies to your chapel leaders, to your fellowship shepherds, wherever you are hearing me, watching me. May endeavor to send in your testimony today. Either you are even not a member of Real Grace Chapel, but you joined this family online during this lockdown and coronavirus season. Send in your testimony. RGCI_HQ is where you send it, @gmail.com. Send it to us. We are waiting to hear from you. The Lord bless you richly in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, on this Thanksgiving Sunday, I want to be sharing on the subject of the mega church. The mega church. Now, it's kind of odd this season to be talking about the mega church. And I know that that's what you might be thinking. Because the word mega means big. The word mega means great. The word mega means very large. Now, coronavirus season is a season where most people are thinking down, thinking poor, because of the negative effect it has had on the social well-being of a lot of people. Finances, even of churches cannot meet. Even in our area here, in Agege, I was told that there are some churches that have started closing down. This is what the devil wants. But for us as royal family, it is not time for us to close down, but rather it is time for us to be enlarged. Yeah. The devil's orientation that thinks small. This is not the time for you to start a new project. This is not the time for you to start something big. This is not the time for you to do something great. That lie is from the pit of hell. In this season, you will build house. In this season, you will buy land. In this season, you will marry. In this season, your course will be greatly enlarged. Because the Bible said that when there is a casting down, then shall you say there is a lifting up. In this season, I declare concerning your own life, is your season of a lifting up.
Amen.
I say it's your season of a lifting up.
Amen.
Oh, it is your season of a lifting up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So I am not thinking small, because my God is not small. I refuse to allow whatever the devil is doing in this season to affect my mindset. Because the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if I allow this season to tell me that there is no money in town, if I allow the thought that, oh, this is a bad season, if I allow the thought that, oh, nothing great can happen this season, then I have given the devil permission to work on my behalf. But right now, I refuse to engage that thought. I refuse to celebrate that thought. And I boldly declare that this season concerning you and I is our season of greatness. This season concerning you and I is our season of enlargement. This season concerning you and I is our season of meganess in the name of Jesus. So today I'm talking about your mega life. Because God is going to enlarge your course. Today I'm talking about your increase. Because God is going to make you great. Today I'm talking about the wonderful thing God is going to do for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The mega church. Say with me, the mega church.
The mega church.
Say with me, the mega church.
The mega church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, the glory of this latter house shall be greater. It didn't say it shall be smaller, but shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. So God's vision for the latter day church is that the glory of the latter day church, the glory of the end time church, will be far greater than anything that we have ever seen, nor recorded, nor witnessed in the world. And it's happening already. Oh, it's happening already. The devil's raging madness against the church cannot stand the test of time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe the whole summary is about the church. But the church is marching on. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 2 verse 2 to 3 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, say with me, in the last days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above all the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. Now you can see that it seems that this is a contradictory scripture, because like the church is not exalted now physically, because the church buildings, we cannot assemble in the church building. It's like, oh, nations cannot flow, we cannot gather. But that is a lie of the devil. Right now, you know, one of the things I have seen is that this Royal Grace Chapel International is in an international church indeed, because people are watching from all around the world right now. Hallelujah. And the nations are flowing into the church. The church is becoming stronger than ever before. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because God is still in the business of making great things, regardless of the season. The season cannot limit God. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And verse 3 says, and many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the Lord, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Then Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Whatever Jesus is building has to be great, because God has highly exalted him by giving him a name that is above every other name. So a great man builds and does great things. Great man does great things. Our Jesus is great. So his church has to be great. His bride has to be great. And we are his church. We are his bride. So you can tell you that this attack on the church to make the church go back, to make the church small, cannot stand the test of time. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
So this morning, I want to get ready as we go deep into the mega church. Now, what is the major key to a mega church? What is the key? Since we know that God's will is for his church to be great, let's look at why a mega church. You see, a mega church is the will of God because it will be able to do mega things. When the church is mega, it can do mega things. We have been able to come online. Right now, we are putting a lot of resources together, and we're believing God in the next few days and maybe perhaps the next broadcast, you will see a whole lot of changes. It's because God has made us a mega church. Without being a mega church, some of the things we have been able to do in this season, we will not be able to do it. I remember during the lockdown, if we are not a mega church, a lot of our members could have suffered. But by the grace of God, we were able to reach all our members, even to the farthest places, and do not just the preaching, but also the welfare, taking care of them. Why? Because we are a mega church. In a mega church, there will be more marriages. In a mega church, there will be more connection. In a mega church, there will be more opportunities. Amen. Amen. Right now, when we used to be 8 people, there was nothing called media team. When we used to be 8 people, there was nothing called choir. When we used to be 8 people, there was no usher. When we used to be 8 people, there was no bus ministry. When we used to be 8 people, there was nothing called children choir. Today, we have the children choir. We have the dancing team. We not only have the dancing team, we have about 3 groups of dancing team in the church. We have the different types of choir in the church. Why? Because in a mega church, there is increase, there is enlargement. So God's will is for us to be mega church. God's will is for us to be a great church. God's will is for us to be as big as Jesus wants it to be. Not to be small. Anything small in your life is over this month. Mm-hmm. In the remaining 6 months, I see your bank account becoming mega. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see your business becoming mega. Mm-hmm. I see God's blessings finding its way to your life like never before. In the name of Jesus, can I have an amen?
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, keys to a mega church. For any church to be mega, for anything to be mega, the one of the major key is the key of devotion. Say with me, the key of devotion.
Key of devotion.
Oh, I can't hear your voice. Say with me, the key of devotion.
Key of devotion.
There has to be devoted members. Devotion, according to Collins Dictionary, has 3 major synonyms. Number 1, it means dedication. Number 2, it means commitment. And number 3, it means loyalty. These are the 3 ones I want to focus on this morning. Check out your Collins Dictionary. You will see on the second definition of devotion that the synonym that it puts there is the key of dedication, the key of commitment, the key of loyalty. And it puts some other, but these 3 keys summarizes the word devotion. So for a church to be strong, for the church of Christ to be great, for the church of Christ to have the influence that it ought to have, there needs to be dedicated members, there needs to be committed members, and there needs to be loyal members. These are the 3 major key to a mega church under the key of devotion. Amen.
Amen.
Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20 to 21 says, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth. In a great church, in a mega church, in a strong church, in a large church, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepare unto every good work. Now, what the Bible is saying is this, that in a great house, not everything is the same. There are different vessels in a great house. So in a mega church, since God's dream is for us to have a mega church, since God's vision is for us to have a mega church, since God's aspiration is for us to have a mega church, then we must know that there are different types of people or members in the mega church. Now, this morning I've come to test you. We are writing tests to know the where you are and where you need to be. But as I begin to share on these types of membership and on this series, also you will, number one, it will help you to know where you are. And if you are at the right level, then it will tell you that yes, you are doing the right thing. And if you are not there yet, it will help you to understand where you need to be. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's look at it again. Everything has a purpose in the house. There are those who build, there are those who destroy. You will agree with me that, for instance, in your house today, if you have a dog, the dog serves a purpose there. The dog is friendly. The dog helps to keep guard at night, depending on the dog anyway. But majorly, dogs are more useful. But what if there are plenty spiders in your house? By the time you leave your house and come, your house is not the same again. Cobwebs are everywhere. Cobwebs will take over most places. So you realize that in a great house, you must know that what makes things to work is that you must decide the kind of person you will be in the church. You, it is your duty to decide and make up your mind the type of person you want to be. And I'm saying that the best kind of person you should be in a mega church, if you want to be a pillar in a mega church and not a destroyer, is to decide that you are going to be a devoted member. Because devotion is the key to a mega church. Now, what does it mean to be a devoted member? Number one, dedication. Dedication. Dedication means to be given to a cause without being distracted. Dedication means to be wholeheartedly be sold out to a cause. Which cause am I talking about? I'm talking about the cause of the gospel. I'm talking about the cause of Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 to 30 says, "And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, yea, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." In other words, our allegiance, our dedication, our devotion to God should be totality. All means all. All means all. It means nothing should be left out. Your strength, your energy, your heart, your soul, your intelligence, all must be given to God. Hallelujah, somebody. That is dedication. Psalm 69 verse 9 says, "For the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up, and the reproach of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me." The zeal of your house hath eaten me up. Why? I am dedicated to the cause of your house. I'm actually glad to announce to you that if you are watching or hearing today, you will know that your church is indeed a mega church. And we are dedicated church. Since the month of March, you will all agree that we have never forsaken any of our sheep by the grace of God. Dedication is what has made our leaders even risk their life during lockdown to still reach people, to reach those who may be hungry, to reach those who may be sick, not to forsake even those who are far because they are far, or not to forsake those who are near. That is dedication. Now, not all members are dedicated. So let's look at three types of church members. Then you will know. Because as for dedication, not everybody is dedicated. Now we are going to look at three types of members in a church, in a mega church. Number one, dear stage member. Dear stage member. The deer looks like the goat, but it's not the type of goat. Deer, if you put it in your Google map, in your Google image, you will see that deers have horns. They resemble goats, but they are not goats. But do you know that the reason why most people have to even explain what a deer is to you is because for most of us, we have not seen deer before. We've not even had any encounter with a deer. Maybe you watch it on Nadio Wild or on TV or whatever, but most of us do not know what a deer is. And there are different types of deer. Now, deer have one characteristic. They are animals who like to be isolated. They are animals who are not stable. In fact, when a deer sights at you, a human being right now, the next thing that the deer will do is to just pick race. So deer are swift, untamed, never stable. Only love to live in the wild. Now, a deer stage member are unstable members. You see them today, you don't see them tomorrow. Deer stage members are members who, when they see their pastor, they are not happy. When they see their fellowship shepherd, they are not happy. When they see their chapel shepherd, they are not happy. I remember visiting a deer stage member one day, and I knocked on the door. The person was inside. I know the person was inside. The door, because the door was locked from inside, music was playing. And when I knocked on the door, I could see somebody came out to come and peep a bit. And the person went back. But do you know that even though I'm the pastor of this deer stage member, I went there with my wife. We knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked, and the door was not open. Why? Because that's a deer stage member. Not happy to see the pastor. Oh, these two people have come again. They will not allow me to rest. They will not allow me to do this. You know, the church or the people that God has put in church to shepherd you are not your problem. They are a blessing to you. The moment you begin to see them as a problem, it tells you where you are. When you see their call, you don't want to be. When the dear said member sees the call, he will put it on silent. Why? Because I know what they want to see already. No, that is not God's will for your life. In fact, now you know that you are in the book. Hey, are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Ask your neighbor, whatever you ask, are you a dear state member? Do we see you on Sunday? Hey, dear state member, will show up today, and it will take another 2 weeks to show up. Very hard to see. Not committed to anything. Because they don't, a dear state member says, I just want to go to church and come back. That's all. I don't want to start any department. I don't want to do anything. I just want to be a Christian, and that is it. That is not the way God wants it to be. Dear stage is not the best stage. Amen.
Amen.
So when you are at that stage, the members at this stage are visible but not involved in anything. They cannot sit down. Dear stage member cannot sit down to watch me. If you are a destined member, you need to be as, oh, thank God you like this church in the house. So as you are watching right now, you are cooking. Hey, I'm talking to you. As you are watching now, you will have, some of you will even be stabbing, moving around with your children. As you are watching now, you may be doing something else. Why? Because to you, why should you be watching and not be doing anything? But ask yourself, if you are in the church on the Sunday, in the church building on the Sunday now, will you do the same thing? But a dear state member does not have regard for anything. Even if you are in the church, you always see them that when the sermon is going on, dear state member always, they don't want to switch on their phone. They want to move around. Even right now, even at this center, some of you may even be receiving call. Now that place you are has become the house of God. When you gather your family, gather your children, you are now in the house of God. Amen. And it must be respected. Glory be to God. Because the Bible says, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. Jesus is there with you right now. Amen.
Amen.
The next stage is the goat stage member. Goat stage member. Say with me, goat stage member.
Goat stage member.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 32 to 34 says, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Goat stage. Now you realize that there are two groups of people the Lord is talking about that he was going to make it to inherit the kingdom of God. So one will inherit the kingdom, the other will not inherit the kingdom of God. Said only the sheep will inherit, but the goats will not inherit. But both of them are in the same place. So the next stage after their stage is the goat stage. Now, God stage members appear to be committed because they are better than the dear stage. Oh, they see their pastor, they don't run away. But there is something about the God stage member. It's called independent spirit. A God stage member is part of a church, belongs to a church, but does what he wants, when he wants it, how he wants it. So if you tell a God stage member that, oh, we are going to be having meeting by so and so time, a God stage member will say that, oh, me, I have another program for that time. Why? Because God stage members are majorly independent. That's the thing. Independent spirit. I thank God for those who have been very encouraging. In fact, one of the things that this lockdown has done is for me to actually know those who are God stage and members in the church and those who are not. Because left for some people, we will not be doing broadcast anymore. Left for some people, we will not even, or we will have closed down. Why? Because they are not encouraging. But I always remember that there are those, when I'm live on Facebook, they create watch party. When I'm live, they are commenting. When we are live, they are saying hi, they are commenting, they are sharing. These are not God stage. But the God stage will watch, but they will not comment. In fact, when you are on Zoom, the God stage member will never participate on Zoom. It's like you are in the church, but you are not part of the church. You do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. I remember that even when we are having service sometimes, you will see some people being active on other things. Hey, you are active on your workplace, social media. You are active on your phone. You are on other platforms. You are doing other things. But when we analyze it, there is no data. Hey! But Monday to Saturday, you have data for other things. When you are doing Zoom call in your office, you have data. When you have data to WhatsApp to do other things, but to not have data to be part of what the Lord is doing in the church, to be a son and a daughter that is encouraging, you don't have. You are not there. It's because such a member is a good stage. No, I'm not being derogatory here. Jesus said he will separate the goats from the sheep. I am not Jesus. Don't be angry right now. Why are you frowning your face? What? No, tell that thought that, hey, it, what is wrong with you? Why are you angry?
Hey!
Why should you be angry at the truth? Jesus said he will separate the goats from the sheep in this house. Is that there are God stage members? So if you feel that you are part of those who you will not like, you will not join on Zoom, you will not join on Facebook, when we are praying on WhatsApp, you will not join, but yet you know that you are active on other things. Sunday you don't have data to watch, you will not go to a center, and you want the center to come to you. Hey, Charlie, you are a God stage member. I am not the one that said it. The Lord Jesus said it. And the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Most of us did not know it. So when I say some, I'm able to now know, because if you go for the past from March, when we started our broadcast, go right that there are those who have been faithful, and these are the people that have been encouraging. I see you living that stage today.
Amen.
Oh, from today you are living that stage.
Amen.
Goats are more concerned about themselves. Oh, you hear a goat statement and say that nobody came to visit me. Nobody called me. Nobody cared for me. They've abandoned me. But ask the person, who did you call? You there, who have you visited? Who have you cared for? Because you see, another characteristic of a God stage member is selfishness. Always thinking about themselves. Goats don't think about others. That's why no matter how much you feed a goat will not come and guard your house. Hey! I want to see goats eating everything anyhow. If you leave a goat in your farm, it will finish all your cassava on everything before you come back. Because goats are always concerned about themselves. They don't think about others. In this month, we are doing Operation Take Back the Well. Why? Because I said we must take back the well of visitation. Now it's lockdown. You've been going to work.
Hey.
You are not afraid of coronavirus in your workplace. During this lockdown, you go to the market. During this lockdown, you have time for other people. But to just call a church member, you have not called anyone. But rather, you are angry that nobody called you. I remember a certain sister who said she left the WhatsApp group of the church. Why? Said because on her birthday, nobody wished her well. This is somebody that has been in church, that has been in church for over 5 years now. But you see, you can be in a place. Jesus said, look at it again, look at it. Matthew 25 said, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them from one another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he will say to the goat, to left, to the sheep to the right. So it does not, you see, the stage you are has no respect for how long you have been in the church. It has no respect. You can be in the church for 10 years, you may have been there for 7 years. The stage you are right now has no regard for how long. No. So this particular member, when asked why, said, on my birthday, nobody sent me message. Nobody sent me any greetings. I said, no, that is very bad. But you should also ask, why did it happen that way? Because a that must have friend must show himself friendly. You don't send people message. You don't send people message on their birthday. You don't care for anyone. Now you not expect to reap what you have not sown. That is not how God wants us to live our life. Before you get angry about something, ask yourself, have you been doing it? If you have not been doing it unto others, then you don't have the right to get angry. Because the Bible says, do unto others. No, there's not the Bible now. Forgive. Forgive. But there's a saying that is biblical. Do unto others as you will want others to do unto you. As you love others to repent to be unto you. So we are taking back the world. Today is the day to repent. This past week, how many people did you call? How many people did you take out time to visit? They didn't say we should not visit. Wear your face mask, carry your sanitizer, wear your glove for help, whatever it is. But go and visit a member. Care for somebody. This anti-church mindset is devilish. Let's take back the world. It is time for you to decide to leave that goat stage that you are in, because it's not the best stage. It's the stage where you are independent. It's the stage where you are more selfish. And those two characteristics are not what a child of God ought to have. They are very bad characteristics to have. So it's time to change it. Say with me, I am changing.
I'm changing.
Say with me, I am changing.
I am changing.
I am moving from this stage. Now I know better.
Amen.
The next stage are the sheep stage members. These are all people that are in the mega church. Sheep stage member. This is the stage needed to be a pillar in the mega church. In fact, the sheep stage members are the builders of the church. Unfortunately, they are not a lot. But from today, I see them becoming a lot. The sheep state members. Who are they? They are the dependable ones. A sheep state member are dependable. They are selfless. A sheep state member in a church are loyal people. I remember one of our sheep state members, Sister Ife, if you are hearing me, I celebrate you. Sister Ife comes all the way. We are in Agege, Lagos, Nigeria. There's another part, which is another state in Ogun State. After a place called Ifo in Ogun State, it is more than 40 kilometers. Even when the people around us say that it's too far, look for a place around you. This sister did not forsake the assembly of the brethren. We'll still come and do whatever she needs to do in her own duty post. At her own duty post. These are wonderful people. Amen. I want to take the opportunity to text somebody like our leader, LMN, late minister, MN Ola, and her team, Sister Regina, Sister Miriam, and I think Sister Bimba Bato too. This group of people goes where we are is again. They have since mad, they've never forsaken the big brethren at Oba area. In fact, elevating one of those things will even this girl and wear a nursing this thing to make sure that she's able to navigate under the circumstance. Can you imagine what the church will have done without all this shepherd? To all the chapel shepherds out there, take our time to say we appreciate you right now. Tell your chapel shepherd, say thank you for being a sheep. Thank you for not being a goat. Thank you for being committed to us. Thank God for all the chapel shepherds. Without these people, probably the church would have been closed down today. Without sheep stage, probably the church would have been closed down. But we are still standing strong and marching forward because of members that exist on this stage.
remember times that anything I post, there are those who are there to share. God bless you. Those who are creating watch party, God bless you. Those who are always sharing to encourage, God bless you. Those who always save data to watch on Sunday, God bless you. Those who also always say amen on WhatsApp, God bless you, because you don't know how much those things encourage the work of God and just the servant of God to move on. You can imagine if there is nobody watching, if there is nobody saying amen, you will, at the point you will think that you will be discouraged. A lot of pastors have been discouraged at this moment because God stage, dear state members, if you depend on them, you will not move on. They want so much, but they give less. They want so much attention, they can call you at 12 a.m., call you at 11 p.m., but they will not care for someone at such time. So God said, dear state member, they demand so much, but give back so little. And if that is the case, you realize that after some time, there will be bankruptcy. That's why today a lot of churches have closed down. Why? Because of dear state and God state members. Oh, Pastor, why are you calling us sheep? I didn't call you sheep. In fact, the word pastor means a shepherd. If you go and check. And most of you in your local dialect, you realize that actually the word pastor is interpreted as a shepherd. Do you ever call it Olushuaguto? You understand? We are the sheep of God. Now, Psalm 79 verse 13 says, so we thy people and sheep of thy pasture, we give thee thanks for forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. We thy people and the sheep of thy pastures. And the sheep of thy pastures. John chapter 10 verse 27. Look at what Jesus said. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow. So those at this stage are the devoted members. Sheep state members are the devoted members. They are the dedicated members. They hear the voice of their shepherd and they follow. When we say, oh, it's operation, take back the well. Sheep state, yes, we are taking back the well. When we say, oh, let us meet on Zoom. A sheep state member says, this isn't me, I don't know all this Zoom thing. Hey, did you just say you don't know all this Zoom thing? Don't say you don't know, you have refused to know. You could have known, because you think you do not see it as important. You don't believe in the shepherd. When I see people who watch, I know the people who believe in me. Because whatever we say, they follow. As long as it's not contradicting the word of God. And me, all this Facebook thing, me, I don't understand it. Me, I don't know how to use Facebook. No, did you just say that? No, did you just say that? But we see your picture on Facebook. We see you posting it on WhatsApp. How come when it comes to the things of God, that is when you have all these excuses? And me, I don't have data. My deadline. Oh, so you cannot even say 500 naira to actually have data, because the data you can get for 200, the data you can get for 500. Charlie, I see God changing your heart today. Oh, I see God changing your heart today in the name of Jesus. How to become a devoted member? Number one, Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Then see, these are the characteristics of a devoted member. How to become a devoted member? Now that you know that sheep stage are devoted people, they are dedicated people, how do you become one of those dedicated people? How do you become a devoted person? Acts chapter 2, verse 42 says, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Now, this place leads up four characteristics to become a dedicated or a devoted member. Number one, they continued steadfastly. It means to be unwavering, stable, constant in the apostles' doctrine. What we have been teaching you, either I'm there with you or not, even if we are not meeting in the physical building, you realize that the church is inside of you. The real church is you, in your home, wherever you are. So even though Peter was not there with them, even though Paul was not there at that time with them, even though John was not there, they continued steadfastly, constantly. Things that we have taught you, things that you have been taught, and we have learned. This is when to put it to work. If you are in this church, we know that we are a church that loves the Lord. We are a church that our vision, our mission is to seek, to save, and to establish the lost in the kingdom of God. So even though there is coronavirus, it does not mean you should not win a soul. It does not mean, this is called digital evangelism. You can begin to invite people online, join me online, share, invite your friends on our Zoom network, invite them on the Facebook. You can do social distance evangelism. The person you are preaching to is there. You are there, brother. Do you know Jesus? Do you know that even if you die in this coronavirus season, you will go to hell if you don't know Jesus? The reason why people go to hell is not because of their sin, but because they have rejected Jesus. We should talk about Jesus. But now you don't want to go for evangelism. That is not the apostle doctrine you have heard. That is not the doctrine of this house. Amen.
Amen.
You don't want to pray anymore. You don't want to come online. That is not what you have been taught. Sacrifice is the hallmark of every good Christian. We don't do things that are convenient. We do things that are pleasing to God. Any Christian that is not ready to sacrifice something is not a good Christian, because the Christianity is founded on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. This is our doctrine here. But right now when we see you, we don't even know whether you are a son or a daughter anymore. Your lifestyle is totally changed. Why? Because now pastor is not there with you, perhaps. Pastor is not seeing you. Hey, did I just see some of you sleeping by 7 a.m.? Last Sunday I told her, when our leaders get to some places, it's at 7 a.m. Church members are sleeping now on Sunday. Are you part of them? 8 a.m. you are sleeping. Now, 9 a.m. you are in the kitchen. Ah! Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So your Sunday now, just because you have to now do church from home, you have to be at home now, your Sunday now is a cooking Sunday. It's a sleeping Sunday. But you go to work. No, that is not the doctrine that we have. That is not the word of God for us. Why should you, a Christian, be sleeping Sunday morning 7 a.m.? Do you know? It actually shows that something is missing in your heart to God. You are more of an eye service person, not a believer. Because a believer does things recognizing that anywhere I am, God is there. Oh, may the Lord show mercy today. May, if you are part of those, may God forgive you. This backsliding spirit, I bind it in your life today in the name of Jesus. Take back the well of the commitment of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The next thing is fellowship. Hey, you don't fellowship anymore. We will not see you on WhatsApp. We will not see you on Zoom. You have forsaken the fellowship of the brethren. We will not see you on Facebook Live. You see, they continue in fellowship. You see, coronavirus should not has revealed the true Christian. Those who actually love God or those who love men. You know, I love something about Facebook. Facebook actually reveals even those who are true followers. That's why Facebook have different batches. You have top fan plus one, top sharer, top commenter. Now you say that you are a devoted member. When we go to our Facebook page, Facebook itself does not even recognize you as a top fan. Your batch, your wife will see your name. There is nothing called top fan in your name. There is nothing called top sharer, top commenter, the author. When you create watch party, you become an author. And then there are no, you are not creating watch party. And you say don't bring yourself. You have to change today. I say you are changing today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When we see you, we must see you. In fact, right now, the race will be the top fan. I hear that someone like our brother Michael, Facebook recognize him as a top fan. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Someone like our brother Kola too. Just with it, even Facebook know that these are true members of this church. If you don't have a top fan in your batch, better begin to work on it now. Every true member of the church during the digital era, she said, I'm going to become one of the top fan. In fact, not just a top fan, top fan plus one. I must have a batch that shows that yes, I'm a stable member. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then you say, why shouldn't you know how to use Zoom? No. Go and learn it. Tell somebody, show me how to be on Zoom. Tonight again, by 10 p.m. tonight, I will be on Zoom for the prayer meeting. Overcomers prayer meeting, the last night tonight. We will be there. 10 p.m. today. Why? And I want to see you there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I have hallelujah?
Amen.
I'm talking about the mega church. I am talking about the mega church. And God is making us mega.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A mega church will not be broadcasting service and only one person is watching. Hey, You are on Zoom, only two people are there. Where have you been? And you say that, oh, you love your man of God, you love the church. If you love the church, you will celebrate your church. You will not be watching other places where you ought to be here. You will not be prostituting around Sunday morning. You will be committed. And I want to encourage you, it is time to be more committed. In this digital era, we must see you online. We must see your data signature on everything we do. On the WhatsApp, you must be there. On Zoom, anyone who says, by next Sunday, we are believing God for more things, you must be there. Amen. The next thing, the Apostle Doctrine Fellowship, the in breaking of bread. Hey, material things. You there, when you are eating nowadays, you don't even think of other members. They continue in breaking of bread. You must continually be a source of blessing to the church. Do you know that if you can watch me or hear me this morning, it's because of the faithful members who are continuing breaking of bread, who have never stopped tithing. Now, because we don't gather in the church building, you have stopped tithing. If you are actually still tithing, but in the wrong way, you have stopped giving. Now you don't even give offering anymore. Now you don't even tithe anymore. You see, the reason is because you don't know that you are doing it as unto God, not as unto man. When they submitted the report, there's a particular brother. He lockdown or no lockdown, he's been faithful in tithing. In fact, more brothers in church are more faithful now than even the sisters or the women. Oh, it is truth. It is the truth. Ask yourself, why are you not tithing? And you say you are a Christian. All this tithing thing. Hey, listen to me. And whenever you see something that is being attacked by the devil, it tells you that thing must be a good thing. If I want the thing to know something that is good, is that watch out for what the devil is attacking. Whatever the devil is attacking must be good. The reason why the devil is attacking tithing, and it's because he knows that tithing is God's wisdom for enlightenment and advancement of the church. Watch out for those watch out for anyone that attack tithing and see whether there is any iota of meekness in what they are doing. You cannot, because it is God's wisdom. And tithing remains every Christian's obligation to your local assembly. Anywhere you are benefiting the word of God, and anywhere God has placed you, that is where you should tithe. Put your name, that there may be meat. And I thank God, during this lockdown, those who can attest to it, our church was one of the churches that distributed a lot of palliative material, let me call it. Since that is the name they are calling it. Most of you will know that we didn't stop, because we were able to take of the resources we from the church. Now that people did not go to work or were at home, to take care of our members. But imagine we don't have tithers. Imagine there were no one giving offering. That means an average royal will have, those who were in need during the lockdown season will have actually been forsaken. Because we only be saying, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. If you benefited from any of those welfare packages, any of the things that was distributed there, I want you to know that it's because that thing you benefited from was the sweat of faithful members who never stopped tithing, and God will always remember them. Bring you all tithe. Coronavirus has taken, make you an unfaithful person. Why should you be unfaithful? Because of coronavirus, you now eat your tithe. Say, oh, I'm going. No. They continue in the breaking of bread. Your tithe, your offering, must never stop. Amen. Amen. Church members must remain committed financially to their church. Amen. Amen. And the last one, and in prayers. Do you realize that one of the things the devil is trying to take away from the church is prayer? Because when we gather, it's easy to pray. When we are gathering online to pray, it's more expensive. But we must pay the price. Prayer should not stop. That's why I say again, 10 p.m. tonight, you should join me on Zoom. We must remain, because Bible says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. A church that is not praying is a church that is dying, waiting to be buried. When we stop praying, we start dying. All that is left is burial. And that is not going to be our portion. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. A prayerless church is a dead church. Amen. So we must continue in prayer. I know that because of the festival that our brother in the other religion will be doing, you will see that the government may make some changes. I foresee it making some changes because they will not want to continue the thing. But it's not because they love the church. It's not because they love the church. If you see any major changes that will try, any new announcement will respect to the church, your ulterior motive, I believe, is because of the festival of the other people in the other religion that may be coming up. But listen to me. Whether we meet in the church building or online, let us endeavor that prayer continues. You should, anything, prayer should be your armor. You cannot tell me that you are in the choir, you are not, because of that. The prayer, if that is why we don't have any prayer department in church, there is nothing called special prayer force. Everybody prays in the church. Jesus never had a prayer warrior, so only a group of people prays. No, if the prayer is the obligation of every Christian, not a special group of people. So when we say that, these are the prayer warrior of the church, like every one of us can go and sleep. Why is this one praying? No. That's not the will of God. Prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm talking about devotion. And I've spoken about dedicated member. Now let's look at commitment. I know that there are three key words that define devotion. And I said devotion is the key to mega church. And I talked about the key of dedication, the key of commitment is what I'm on, and loyalty. If you check your college dictionary, you will see that. Hallelujah. Now, commitment. There are four types of commitment. If you are a member of the church, you are a devoted member, you must be dedicated and you must be committed. Now, to be committed means to be given to something too. It's to be devoted. But it's a type of devotion. Now let me tell you four types of commitment we have. Number one, fair weather commitment. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 4. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. Now fair weather simply means that when things are rosy, when things are nice around you, when things are lovely, there are some group of people that you always see around. But the moment that thing changes, they disappear. So a rich man will have many friends because he's generous, he's rich. So, but most of those who may exist around him are not actually for him because of who he is, but because of what they can get from him. So fair weather committed people, when the weather change, when there is no more money, when there is no more sharing of food, when the condition changes, they also disappear. That is why you see that when people leave political office, you don't see a lot of people around them anymore. Last week, Sunday, one of the former governor of Oyo State, Ajimobi, was buried. You should go and see his burial. Most of the people who say, "Your Excellency, sir, Your Excellency," none of them showed up at that burial. The wife was so aggrieved. He said, "The truth, that is lie." They were only committed to him because he was occupying a post. The moment he vacated that post, they also ceased to exist in his life. Fair weather. Last Sunday, it rained heavily. But you saw, fair weather people did not go to their center. Fair weather people were still sleeping by 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, they were still sleeping. Why? Because it rained. But you will say that because our leaders are not fair weather people, even in the rain, our shepherds, our workers, most of our leaders still went to their various duty posts. Why? Because fair weather will not say, "I am not going to church because it's raining. I will not watch online because today is raining." Even if the network is not good, someone that is not fair weather will look for the nearest network to join online. Amen. Fair weather people are only after good things. Now, you know, this season now, like I said, church cannot meet. Fair weather people are backslidden. You will not see them anywhere. Why? Because they said, "Church should not meet. Church should not meet." You know that that's an antichrist spirit. Fair weather people, they now see this season as an opportunity not to even be involved in the things of God anymore. No, it's a mistake. That is not the true commitment you should have. Ask your neighbor, "Are you a fair weather committed person?"
"Are you fair weather?"
No, ask. I said, "You should look at that face. Look at this face." I said, "Are you a fair weather Christian?
Are you
fair weather?" "And if it rains today, will you still stay here? Or if it rains next week, will I still see you?" What did your neighbor say? Get an answer now. Get an answer from your neighbor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. The next kind of commitment is situation friendship commitment. Situation friendship commitment. These are the kind of commitment that are due to circumstances and situation. For instance, I remember there are so many people that we were in school together. We were in the same class. We see ourselves every day. But right now, that's no longer the case. Hallelujah. So the next type of commitment is situational friendship commitment. Now, unlike fair weather, that is always tied to only good faith. Presence of money, the person is giving you gift. Situational friendship commitment is tied to circumstances. And the circumstances that can either be good or bad. So for instance now, when you are in school, maybe in school, university, secondary, you have some type of friends. I remember the days of secondary school when we had some friends. Now, the next thing was that when the moment we graduated from that school, that college, that secondary school, most of them, you realize that your clique of friends narrowed down. There are some you are in touch with. There are some that even if they mention their name today, you cannot remember. But whilst you are in that school together, you were all together. You remember everybody's name. Because the circumstances was that you must all be in that school and in that class. So because you are in that class together, you are always having to fellowship. But the moment you are not in that class, the people you are now seeing now are the real friends. The ones you are still in touch with. The one you are still communicating with. So some, for instance, now work in an organization. The reason why you see them every day laughing, doing things, is because they are working in that organization. The moment they are not working in that organization, you may not see them anymore. They may not even laugh with anybody anymore. They may cut off every form of communication with the people in that organization. Why? Because the only reason they are always in touch with the people was because circumstances allowed for it because of the organization they are in. This is not the best commitment. This is not the best commitment. And situational commitment is not the best commitment. The next type of commitment is non-situational commitment. Now, non-situational commitment can be said to be proposing to a lady or doing introduction to a lady. Now, it's a higher form of commitment when you propose to someone. It's a higher form of commitment when you do introduction, your family goes to meet this other person's family. But that relationship can still be broken. That relationship can still be cut off. Because you have not put the final nail to that thing. You have not put the ring in that person's hand. So even though it is very rare that by the time that two families come to meet together, do introduction and exchange gifts and pleasantries and the big date and the rest of the things for that wedding, for such a relationship to be broken, it's still possible for it to be broken. So non-situational friendship commitment is not tied to situation, but it's a higher level of commitment and it's better. But the thing is that just like situational friendship commitment, when the circumstances change, maybe for instance as a pastor I've never offended you, I always preach now sermons to you. But the day I offend you, you may cease to come to church. Just like the other sister I told you about who said, oh, he's no longer a part of the church. Why? Because they did not celebrate her birthday. People did not send her a message gift. So even though she was part of the system all along, her commitment level was either fair weather or situational. Now, I remember some of our brethren who live around church area. When they relocated to a far area, they were still part of the church. In particular, I remember Mr. and Mrs. Monday family. I really give them credit. The place they have moved to is like 20 kilometers away from the church. Sister Ife has moved over 40 kilometers. But these people are still part and parcel of Royal Grace Chapel till today. Why? Their commitment to the church was not because they of nearness to the church. Their commitment to the church is not because their friend is in the church. Their commitment to the church is not because, oh, the pastor is nice or whatever. We've had instances, we've had issues, but they are still part of the church. But when situational commitment is tested, is that, for instance, when you relocate from the area where it is no longer convenient to come, you now have to take about 3 buses or 3 ride or long distance ride to get to the church. You see, the person will say that, oh, I want to go to the nearest church. We have brethren who have relocated from the church today. Some of them are viewing from their house, and they are still part and parcel of the church. You will not you even see them that you will have forgotten that they are people relocated. Why? Because their commitment was not situational commitment. It's non-situational. Now, the highest form of commitment which you should aim for is what called marital commitment. And that one can, Romans chapter 8, verse 37 to 39. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The inseparable commitment. Neither COVID-19, neither coronavirus can separate us from the love of God. In other words, this marital commitment is the to go all the way. And this is the kind of commitment I want to have. As a pastor, I am maritally committed to you. That is why you will see that since the coronavirus season started since March, one way or the other, I have never forsaken you. And we've always reached out to you. Even when it's not convenient, we've been there because I am maritally committed, not because I'm a pastor. There are pastors who have abandoned their sheep right now. There are pastors who say, oh, until the season is over. But in our church, you see that the leadership of the church, our lay ministers, our pastors, our shepherds, we are maritally committed. Some of you, I remember in some of the places, even non-Christians will call say, you are the only set of people we are seeing like this. Why? Because we don't abandon our sheep. We are maritally committed. And today, I want you to take your commitment level to the highest level, which I will be digging deep later on by God's grace in the subsequent broadcast. But I want to tell you on this Thanksgiving Sunday, what God expects from you in this season of mega church is marital commitment. What God expects from you and I in this season of lockdown, in this coronavirus season, in this social distancing season, is marital commitment. It is marital commitment that will make you keep watching the broadcast. It is marital commitment that will make you share your church program. Share it and not share the other one of other churches. It is marital commitment that will say, now that service is on, sit down with your family. Let us behave as though pastor is there preaching with us. It is marital commitment that will make you participate on everything we are doing. It is marital commitment that will make us see you on WhatsApp, see you on Zoom, see you on Facebook Live. It is marital commitment that will make you reserve data for Sunday service. Because now we are in the era of data service. This broadcast is consuming data. It is marital commitment that will make it happen. Those who are marital committed will be there Sunday morning. They will not be cooking whilst we are preaching because of marital commitment. And I trust the Lord today that in this era, as you join forces with the Lord Jesus for the mega church, coronavirus will be disappointed because of people like you and I. In the name of Jesus, this season will become stronger, will become greater. By the time this season of lockdown and restriction is over and we assemble together, we will look at new people that have become part of our family because of maritally committed people. The Lord bless you this season. Lift your voice with me and just bless the Lord. Thank Him for the word that you have heard today. Oh, we bless you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. We bless your holy name, Abba Father. We bless your holy name, Abba Father. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Now I want to pray, Father, from today, help me to be a devoted member. Help me to be more committed. Help me to be maritally committed. I refuse to be a deer stage. I refuse to be a goat stage. Oh, I am a sheep. I am not a goat. I am a sheep. I am not a deer. So, Father, today, the wisdom, the strength to be maritally committed, to be a faithful sheep, let it be released upon my life now. Lift your voice and just talk to God. Lift your voice and talk to God. Lift your voice and talk to God. In the name of Jesus. Receive that grace of wisdom. In Jesus' name we are praying. Father, I thank you for your people. Now, before I pray, if you are here watching me or hearing me, you are not born again, you want to give your life to Jesus, I want to pray with you right now. Place your hand on your chest. If you want to make Jesus your Lord and Savior, if you want to become maritally committed to Christ, to go all the way, place your hand on your chest as I pray with you. Say this words after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to receive Christ into my life. I confess with my mouth the Lordship of the Lord Jesus. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he came into this world to die for my sins. Today, dear Lord Jesus, please come into my life and be my Lord and my personal Savior. Wash all my sins away with your precious blood, and please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul today. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. If you have just prayed that prayer, now I want to pray for you and pray for everyone. Father, I thank you for everyone hearing or watching right now, everywhere they are. Oh, I thank you, Lord, because we are joining forces with you to build your church. And the gate of hell, the gate of coronavirus, will not prevail against your church. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, Father, thank you because you are maritally committed to us. And we decide also to be more maritally committed to the cause of the gospel. From today, thank you for what you are doing, Lord. For in Jesus' precious name, I have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you greatly. The Lord bless you greatly. Amen. Now, before we close, I want to take an offering. Last week, Sunday, I began to talk to you about giving special offering. Now, as Christians, you don't have to assemble in the physical building before you demonstrate faithfulness. Even when you are not at work, your boss still pays you salary into your account. It's not because you are in the place of work right now before they pay you. When you have left work, sometimes they still pay you. Now, the thing is that it is not wrong for a pastor to talk about tithing, about offering, because it is God's wisdom for his church to be strong. As a church, your church will progress multi-million. Over 13 million was paid by the grace of God to acquire property in this season. How was it possible? Thank God for those who have been maritally committed, even in their finances, to the church. And in today, I am telling you, we are going to start building this year in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, I'm trusting God that even this year, we will erect that building in the name of Jesus. Amen. It will take your marital commitment. It will take my marital commitment. So today, I want to, and I also raised offering last week for our broker. You can see today, we are not able to achieve it yet because a lot of the donation we are expecting has not come in. So I'm trusting God that today, as you give to support the work of God, remember you're a Christian and heaven is our home. So you must build anything, be part of those who are building things to make the work of God happen. By God's grace, next week, Sunday, I will be showing you. I trust God that our architects will have been true with the design. I will be showing you our church building project, the design, and you will be practically happy to see what God is doing. Amen. Now, can we bring that our time? So I want to give a special offering today. I'm telling you, we need to improve on our broadcast. We need to change a lot of things. It's costing money. Give money to support the data. Give money to support what the Lord is doing. So today, everywhere you are, do endeavor to commit yourself to giving more than 1,000 naira. Oh, Pastor, yes, it's possible. It is possible. And the Lord is blessing you. Do not give anything. I'm taking a special offering of 1,000 naira and above. And I'm going to pray with you. And as you transfer online, as you give online, I trust the Lord that his blessings will be refreshed upon you in the name of Jesus. So can we lift up our tithe? Can we lift up our tithe everywhere you are? This is a new month. It's the tithing month. So lift up your tithe. Father, I thank you this day. I bless you for every tither. Thank you for the faithful people. as we give our tithe, I thank you because your blessing is being renewed upon us. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bless your people the more for their faithfulness. Amen. Now, Lord, I pray for all those who are giving this offering right now. This special offering of a thousand and above. Those who are supporting your work. Those who are strengthening your hand. Strengthening your work in this church. I pray, Lord, you will strengthen them. May the Lord strengthen you.
Amen.
May the Lord uphold you.
Yeah.
May the Lord strengthen you.
Amen.
May your finances be blessed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bless your finances.
Amen.
Your finances is blessed. Hardship is not your portion.
Amen.
This month of July, receive miracle alert. Receive miracle financial breakthrough. Receive miracle money. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May help from above arise for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, we are praying.
Amen.
All right, quickly transfer those money now. Do your transfer. God bless you. God bless you. Give those offering right now. God bless you greatly. God bless you. I'm waiting for you. Yes, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you right now. Yes, keep doing it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, special offering. Yes, tithe. Oh, God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to be on the air on Tuesday by God's grace. 7 p.m. on Tuesday. What time is it again?
7 p.m.
We are taking back the well of service. And so it's Operation Take Back the Well. And chapel leaders, please talk about Operation Take Back the Well. It's a strategy that God has given to us in Royal Grace Chapel. And all the various chapel leaders will be talking about Operation Take Back the Well that we are engaging in this month of July. It's Operation Take Back the Well. And the Lord bless you richly, even as we engage in this operation, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Can we share the grace one to go? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we are dwelling in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Our royal confession of faith, I'm a royal. I enjoy the best. I'm a child of the King. I can never be defeated. Lions are falling unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage in Christ. It's my year of laughter. I know no sorrow. My joy knows no bound. There is no room for sorrow in my life. Hallelujah. I remain victorious. Hallelujah. I remain victorious. 2020, the Lord is making you laugh. And all that year shall rejoice with you. I said this year, the Lord is making you laugh. And all that year shall rejoice. Say with me, I'm royally graced. So I'm above only. Never remain blessed. See you at Tuesday at 7 p.m.